I don't remember the actual details of the event, but about 15 years ago, I remember that I was still working at Fox Network. We had a meeting with some other company, and there were a couple of male and female executives on both parties, and we walked into this big conference room. And two of the female executives knew each other quite well, apparently, on both sides. And the one that I was working with went to the other executive, and this sounds really sexist, sorry, but they kind of grabbed hands and went, oh, you know, hi, how are you? And the female executive in my company said, I didn't know you were expecting. Long pause. She says, I'm not. You can imagine how well that meeting worked out. Too bad. Whether you're pregnant or not, anybody here expecting a child? Anyone with child here right now? Are you? Your daughter is, even as we speak. I was going to say, let's hear it for miracles. Take it away, Vaughn. Postmenopausal male miracle. what I know, because life keeps unfolding for all of us, is that all of us are expecting. And that we will have the experience of life, frankly, that we expect to have, even if we are not aware of what those expectations are. After the fact, we become aware of our expectations of life when we are aware of the life that we're living. And we can say, was I expecting this? And a lot of the times the answer is yes, at some level you were. Not always. And we're going to talk about both of those things today. For the purpose of this day and this particular lesson, this change that's coming in my life and in our life together, was not on the table 6 weeks ago. It was unimaginable. And someone said to me yesterday, how is it that you got waved into another denomination, one that is not your own, fully sanctioned by the powers that be? And the answer is, because, I don't know, God wanted it to happen that way? I don't know. There's no way that one could have anticipated or willed such a thing to happen. But I ask myself at a moment like this, is there something in me that was creating this? Was I expecting something like this to happen? And the answer is no. But I will tell you, I was expecting something big to happen. That was a part of my life the last couple of months. On March 1st, which was only a minute ago, what is it now? It's May. Well, that's 60, it's 2 months, right? March, April, yeah. I began the Keys to the Kingdom class. Who was in that class with me? Is there anybody in the 11 o'clock that was in the Keys class? Okay. And I always take that opportunity when I begin a new class to really ask something of myself, to rededicate myself to my prayer work. March 1st also happened to have been my anniversary. I was here 4 years on March 1st. And so I upped my own work and my own expectation. And I was literally making notes and writing things about what I wanted to get accomplished in the next 4 years here, specifically. I was spending more time, and I don't mean hours a day, I mean minutes a day, but earnest minutes a day, thinking that, yes, I'm ready for a new challenge, meaning I'm ready to ask more of myself in a pointed, in a specific kind of way. And how can I be more non-resistant to outer stuff, small stuff, more focused about what I hope to heal in my life and hope to demonstrate here in this ministry? Now, what I have learned over the years is that when you get to a point when you're sincere, something in you knows that you mean it. And that comes with practice. By regularly checking in, do I want to phone it in for the next 4 years, or what do I really want to do? Asking yourself I ask myself very basic questions in that kind of language. There's no woo-woo spiritual holy language in the King James Version about this. Is do you want to live large or phone it in? And the answer is no, I want to keep going with real vitality and challenges that will ask me to be creative in ways maybe that I haven't done before. And do you really mean it? Okay, I guess I mean it. The elegance, or the important part that we talk about, and I want to mention this in the context of this, because this is such a perfect illustration of it, is when we pray, and when we expect something, if you want to call your prayers expectations, when we pray, the art of prayer is being sincere to yourself about what it is you really want, but knowing the quality of life you want to experience without dictating how it's going to show up. I was getting clear and putting, when I was doing the Keys to the Kingdom class, I always do it with the students as well. I work all the steps as well. I was clear that that's where I wanted my focus to be, would ask more challenges of myself, that I wanted to get this ministry vaguely at the ideal level to a larger, more participatory kind of thing. And yet I didn't outline how that had to look so I would feel successful about it. It's just, are you willing to be non-resistant to irritating stuff? Yes, I'm willing to be non-resistant. And am I willing to show up and give my creative best? Yes, I am. When you get there, this is when we say Spirit meets you more than halfway. And will give you the opportunity. If you are alert and aware, you say yes when the opportunity comes. There is no way on this planet that I could have chosen this particular outcome. It was impossible to be a Unity minister and then go lead a religious science church, a CSL. That's impossible. That has never happened. Except God wanted it to. And I said yes. How did I know it's the right thing to do, even though it's not the wise thing to do? It's not emotionally comfortable for me, and it's not financially prudent. Then how do you know it's the wise thing? Because you do. Because you do. I said to a minister friend of mine, that if somebody was sitting on my couch in the office telling me this story and asking me, what should I do? I would say, you know, you putz, don't you understand an answered prayer when it happens to you? Of course it's the right thing to do. This is the quality that you have been, if not expecting, seeking. Asking myself constantly, am I willing to be used for a greater purpose? The answer is yes. Wow. I mean, imagine my surprise that this is what it looks like. Okay. In theory, is that a woodworking shop or a dentist next door? What do you think? I've often wondered, is it annoying? Can you hear it? It's that high-pitched thing like, oh, well, now it stops. Spit, rinse. Okay. The big mosquito. Yeah. So was there something, you know, in me that was expecting this to happen? There was something in me that really had a clear and a vital expectation of more life and a willingness and a readiness. So I'll say, okay, yeah. Did I create this? No. Certain part, But the mystery creates such things. The other side of this is what about you? Is inconvenient, sad? Because this is really sad for me. Today, this is really sad. What in you was expecting something like this to happen? And the answer is nothing. Absolutely nothing. However, the basis of our teaching, are you responsible for your own experience of life? Yes, class, you are. So the work becomes, what do you now hold as a lively expectation for, the next 3 weeks are pretty well spoken for, but starting from there on out, what do you expect? You have every right to expect that all your needs are going to be met, because you have had a certain experience over the last several years. For those of you, where this is working, where you feel informed, my intention would be that it would be informative, joyful, uplifting, dignified but casual, and and a few other things. Have those expectations been met? You know, if they've been met, then you have every right to expect your needs to continue to be met. But the hard part is not to hold anybody else responsible for meeting them. If you now know what makes you feel alive, joyful, worthy, good, enhanced, centered, if you know that, it is in part up to you to hold the expectation that there will be an environment, a person, a book, an experience that will continue to be your companion. It may be here. In the best of all possible worlds, it will be. And you have a big responsibility right now, because I do want to leave you with this task. A big responsibility in holding the high watch in this regard. This is one cherry ministry. And whoever gets to work this platform is going to be one lucky person. And whoever gets to be with you will be doubly blessed. And you have a standard that you want to maintain. Oh yeah, but they'll probably get some loser or some burnt out, bitter old minister. It could happen, but not here. Because you do not expect that to happen. And there is also no they that is responsible for this or for your continuing experience of enjoying your own life. It's only us. We. It's we, singular, in unity. You expect that somebody fabulous will be here that will continue to meet your needs, and so it will be. And if you expect that it's going to go to hell in a handbasket just the way it did in 1972 when such and such left, or I've been around the block a few times, save it. Nobody wants to hear it. I'm feeling a little more unbuttoned than usual right now. Too bad about that. We've already gotten a few phone calls.
Yeah, well, what's going on over there? The guy get fired?
No.
Yeah, well, what's going on? Yeah, they get fired before. Hand in the kitty? No.
Oh, the joy and the glory of church work. You know, I ain't got no lie to tell you, and I ain't got no glamorous story. I asked myself to be of service, and life gave me an opportunity to be of service, and I said yes. And this place is fabulous. It's fabulous. Because the it is you. And what you have come to expect. And if you maintain that expectation, it will be met. And you will have an ongoing prosperous experience of life. And you will be as happy as you make up your mind to be. That's about it. That's the whole story. Are you expecting? You know, is such a quaint old-fashioned expression. And the answer is, yeah, all of us are expecting something. But I ask you as teacher, just teacher, to be vigilant in what it is you think you're thinking, especially at this time. And what is it that you are expecting? Because this is also an all-hands-on-deck moment. It's not for the board or it's not for a search committee to make something happen here. It is an action in consciousness where everybody's best possible vision of the next best thing is required for it to be so. It's a simple moment that I have very complex feelings about, but it's really quite simple. And life goes on and all will be well and all will be prospered, yes? Great. I'm going to invite you to close your eyes at this time and take a deep breath and get some fresh air in your lungs and know that all is well and all shall be well and all manner of things shall be well. That there's so much scripture that speaks elegantly and eloquently to these times in life. And for every thing there is a season, and the seasons are changing exactly as they should. And so to be at one and in a deep sense of harmony with the natural, unfolding, abundant order of things, of life itself, the principal, prospering life, energy that is God. We set aside resistance, and in its place we find we have space enough, room enough, and capacity enough for big feelings and high expectations. Knowing that that is what is ours to do right now. And in the fullness of time, we'll witness a wonderful birth of something beautiful and new. But all is well and life is good, no doubt. And blessed, you betcha. So it is. Amen.